The Baudelaires opened their presents, and I'm sorry to say that the shopping bags were mixed bags as well. There are many, many things that are difficult in this life, but one thing that isn't difficult at all is figuring out whether someone is excited or not when they open a present. If someone is excited, they will often put exclamation points at the ends of their sentences to indicate their excited tone of voice. If they say, "Oh!" for instance, the exclamation point would indicate that the person is saying, "Oh!" in an excited way, rather than simply saying, "Oh!" with a comma after it, which would indicate that the present is somewhat disappointing. "Oh!" Violet said as she opened her present. "Oh!" Klaus said as he opened his.
"Oh!"
Sunny said as she tore open her shopping bag with her teeth.
"Pinstripe silts! I know you'd be excited," Esme said. "You must have been mortified the last few days walking around the city without wearing any pinstripes. Pinstripes are in, and orphans are in, so just imagine how in you'll be when you orphans are wearing pinstripes. No wonder you're so excited."
They didn't sound excited when they opened the presents, Jerome said, and I don't blame them. Esme, I thought we said we'd buy Violet a toolkit. She's very enthusiastic about inventing, and I thought we'd support that enthusiasm.
"But I'm enthusiastic about pinstripe suits, too," Violet said, knowing that you should always say that you are delighted with the present, even when you don't like it at all. "Thank you very much."
"And Klaus was supposed to get a good almanac," Jerome continued. "I told you about his interest in the international dateline, and an almanac is the perfect book to learn all about that."
"But I'm very interested in pinstripes," said Klaus, who could lie as well as his sister when the need arose. "I really appreciate this gift."
"And Sunny," Jerome said, "was going to be given a large square made of bronze. It would have been attractive and easily biteable."
"Hey, Jim,"
Sunny said. She meant something along the lines of, "I love my suit, thank you very much," even though she didn't mean it one bit.
"I know, we discussed buying those silly items," Esme said, with a wave of her long-nailed hand. "But tools have been out for weeks, almanacs have been out for months, and I received a phone call this afternoon informing me that large bronze squares are not expected to be in for at least another year. What's in now is pinstripes, Jerome.
And I don't appreciate your trying to teach my new children that they should ignore what's in and what's out. Don't you want what's best for the orphans?"
"Of course," Jerome sighed.
"I hadn't thought of it that way, Esme. Well, children, I do hope you like your gifts, even though they don't exactly match up with your interests. Why don't you go change into your new suits and we'll wear them to dinner?"
"Oh, yes," Esme said. "Café Salmonella is one of the innest restaurants. In fact, I think they don't even let you eat there if you're not wearing pinstripes, so go change. But hurry up. Günther is due to arrive any minute."
"We'll hurry," Klaus promised. "And thank you again for our gifts."
"You're very welcome," Jerome said with a smile. And the children smiled back at him, walked out of the living room, down a long hallway, across a kitchen, through another living room, past four bathrooms, and so on, eventually finding their way to their bedrooms. They stood together for a minute outside the three-bedroom doors, looking sadly into their shopping bags.
"I don't know how we're going to wear these things," Violet said.
"I don't either," Klaus said. "And it's all the worse knowing that we almost got presents we really want."
"Punctual,"
Sunny agreed glumly.
"Listen to us," Violet said. "We sound hopelessly spoiled. We're living in an enormous apartment. We each have our own room. The doorman has promised to watch out for Count Olaf, and at least one of our new guardians is an interesting person, and yet we're standing here complaining."
"You're right," Klaus said. "We should make the best of things. Getting a lousy present isn't really worth complaining over. Not when our friends are in such terrible danger. We're really very lucky to be here at all."
"Chittle,"
Sunny said, which meant something like, That's true. We should stop complaining and go change into our new outfits.